So when we're talking about forage to help keep our horses warm, and especially for those of us who may choose not to blanket our horses, how does that forage keep them warm throughout the cold temperatures?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And so to understand that, you have to understand a little bit about, equine digestive physiology and anatomy. So the forage component of, the horse's ration, a good amount of that is made up with what we call structural carbohydrates. These are carbohydrates such as cellulose, hemicellulose, lignin, and from the plant's perspective, they help that plant actually stand up, and they give the horse, sorry, they give the plant structure. They're quite difficult to digest, and in fact, mammals don't have the enzyme necessary to break those carbohydrates down. So, for example, cellulose is chains of glucose joined together, as is starch. Starch is also chains of glucose joined together. But the interesting difference is the bonds that hold them together. In cellulose, they're what we call beta-1,4 bonds. So, if anyone's having flashbacks to high school organic chemistry, you might remember alpha and beta bonds. Well, in starches, those glucose units are held together by alpha-1,4 bonds, and mammals have the enzyme to break those bonds. So that's why we can all eat, potatoes and pasta and starch, and a horse can digest the starch and oats. But the when you have, those glucose units held together by beta-1,4 bonds making cellulose, well, we don't have the enzymes to do that. But the microbes that live in the horse's hindgut do. And so we have this, the horses have this symbiotic relationship with those microbes in their hindgut, and those microbes break those bonds apart and release the units, and they use in them carbohydrate themselves. But it's not a very efficient process. So in the process of doing that, it's a fermentation process. And any of you that have ever baked bread and used yeast or whatever, that you have, there's heat involved, and it's not a very efficient process, and so you get heat generated. And so you're actually, when you feed a lot of forage to your horse, generating internal heat in their hindgut. So you're really stoking this little internal fire, for want of a better expression, in their hindgut, which helps keep them warm. So that's why it's really that's why it's beneficial to go to forage when the weather gets cold. It's better to do that than it is to go to more grain.
So it's not necessarily just about calories during the winter.
Right. I mean, so I mean, there's definitely the calorie component, but you want to start off by trying to get those calories in them through forage, because not only when you increase your hay intake, not only are you increasing calorie intake, you're also generating more heat production during the digestion of that hay. If you have a super hard keeper and you feed lots of hay and your horse is still losing weight, well, now we need to get more calories in that horse, probably from sources that are not forage based.